Chevy Equinox with forward collision alert, automatic emergency braking, and available all-wheel drive. It's my ultimate mobile device. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com to schedule a test drive. Chevy Equinox. It's your choice. Own it.
Good morning, Chicagoland. It's Dave Player on 720 WGN. And joining me this morning, getting his headphone together and getting himself all settled. And
getting what together?
Combing his hair. It's Dave Schwann, everybody. How you doing, Dave?
Good morning. Yes. Getting ready to go on the radio.
You know what? What's funny is we normally don't do it this early, but we've got so much to talk about today, and then we have to shuffle around Bill Cerrone's out of the chair and so forth. How you doing, buddy?
Good, man. How are you?
Happy holidays.
Happy
How you feeling?
Holidays. Feeling well. Actually, got some sleep for a change.
Nice.
And I was a little bit under the weather a week ago. I'll spare you all of the details here. We have much more to talk about this morning.
I believe that it's going to be 66 degrees today.
When I drove in this morning, my car thermometer said 61.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Crazy. Like, I pulled my car out of the garage, and I thought, okay, it's warmer in the garage, so my temperature's reading a little high. I'm like, no. After traveling for 20 minutes, it didn't move. Isn't that crazy? I know. Yeah. I love it. It's a nice little change of pace.
Yeah.
Nice little change
of definitely. Pace. I was out an outdoor holiday activity yesterday afternoon with some friends, and we should have been coloring Easter eggs rather than, you know, doing Christmas stuff.
It was
60 degrees out, mid 50s. So mild.
That's
so
beautiful. Mild. I'll take it for a nice little break.
Yeah.
But I'd like some snow on the ground by Christmas.
Well, we may have some. Okay, I've heard reports about perhaps a white Christmas here. Nothing, blizzard-like perhaps, but I've heard reports, long-term forecasts. We'll check in with Mike Hamernick later in the morning, as we always do.
With
and
Dino.
We'll find out with
Very
Dino
good,
and also with Rick Pearson. So
Lovely.
We'll find out.
Lovely.
We'll find out.
Lovely.
Now, good to see you after a couple of weeks.
Yeah,
Dave.
Same here. And I know, and I'm not here next week. It's, in December, I've just got holiday that we have our annual holiday gathering that we did last week. And then I am actually hosting a Christmas, an early Christmas event for my extended family next weekend. So that just puts me in a situation where I just cannot stay up all night.
Yeah.
So, I'll be back at the end of the year. We do our favorite conversations of the year. In fact, we're going to post on Facebook some of the folks that we talked to this year, and we always do like a little bit of a best of favorite greatest hits, I guess, mm-hmm. of the year. So mm-hmm. we're going to do
That'll
that.
That'll be on the week after Christmas.
Week
then.
After Christmas and the week after New Year's as
and
well.
The week
we
after
do
New
we do
Year.
We
okay.
do those back to back, and then I'm going to be doing the WGN Christmas play, which is Miracle on 34th Street on Friday with Steve Cochran
I'll
and Bill
be in the
Wendy
audience.
And everybody. Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to do that. And then I might do Bill and Wendy's show right after that, talking about some of the things that we're going to be talking about this morning. And then I'm filling in for Steve Cochran New Year's Day and New Year's Eve.
Wow, you've got a lot going on.
I guess so. Yeah. It's going to be a lot of fun. So I might not be in my slot, but I'll be in other slots
You'll
as
be
well.
In everybody else's.
I'll be in everybody right? else's. Exactly, yeah. exactly. Well, let's take a quick look at this week in history. We've got a lot of holiday stuff to infuse in
here. I guess
so.
As
well.
You wanted me to come in early here.
I know. So. We're gonna bump off the great outdoors too, Dave. We're just going to go for the full. We're just going to go to the full hour. You can shoot some deer later. All right. 1759 was the first music store that opened up in America. It opened up in Philadelphia, so it was a little music store that finally opened up. 1926, the Tilt-A-Whirl was trademark registered. You know, the famous theme park ride that makes you want to throw up every time you ride.
I remember them well.
I never used to, even at carnivals I don't ride them, but I used to ride them at Kiddyland because it was just part of the experience.
Oh, sure. Yeah. And I did the same thing at Kiddyland.
Is that throwing up or riding a ride?
I never threw up.
You know, I never threw up, but I felt nauseous. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
all part
you.
Of the experience.
One of our listeners, Jimmy the Bread Guy, always texts me in the middle of the night, and he sent me a picture, actually, of the Kiddyland sign that's now up at, I believe, the Melrose Park Library. So thank you, Jimmy, for
they
sending that over.
They saved the sign, didn't they?
Yeah, they kind of chopped it up a little bit,
did
but
they?
at least it's part of the sign up there, so mm-hmm. we'll take that. Mm-hmm.
I remember getting on a Tilt-A-Whirl, though, the first time, scared.
Yeah.
And then when I got off, I thought, Wow, that's exciting. Let's do it again.
Exactly. That's what all rides are like, though.
Sure.
1929, the Chicago Blackhawks' first game was at the Chicago Stadium, and they beat the Pittsburgh Pirates 3-1.
Wait a minute, the Pittsburgh Pirates?
That's what it says here.
Pittsburgh Pirates.
Yeah.
I never knew there was a Pittsburgh Pirates hockey team.
That's right.
Okay.
But that was their first game at the Chicago Stadium.
Hmm.
All right,
Stadium wasn't all that old then either.
Nope, it wasn't. It wasn't at all. All right, next one. Bennett, Gone with the Wind premieres in Atlanta, which was the first big movie of its time, 1939, all in color. Absolute classic with Clark Gable. You know, they used to play that every year, like on CBS. And, you know, it was a tradition almost to, like, watch that with The Wizard of Oz and Chitty Chitty Bang Bang and Sound of Music and Mary Poppins. They just don't do that anymore. Although I heard...
It's too long.
It is too long, but they did... I think tonight they did Mary... They brought back The Wonderful World of Disney on ABC and played like Mary Poppins.
And that wasn't even on ABC at the time.
No, it was on Channel NBC.
Since we're talking Gone with the Wind in history, you know who else is in that movie?
Tell me.
That in one of the opening scenes.
Who?
Superman.
George Reeves was in that?
George Reeves is in
that. One of the opening scenes.
If you watch the opening scene... Where I think Scarlett O'Hara is going up the steps into the mansion. He and another Southern gentleman are sitting there talking.
Here.
Take a look. That's George Reeves.
Cool. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Let's listen to the most famous line in Gone with the Wind.
Can't play it on the air, Dave.
Oh, yeah. Go ahead, Bennett.
Red. Red. You go. Where shall I go? What shall I do?
Frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn.
Am I going to get sued for that one, Dave?
I know, but I think there was a lot of, give and take and debate, a controversy around using that line and the word when it first came out.
I think you're right. Now, but let me tell you this, Dave. The most famous, I love this afterwards, Carol Burnett did a takeoff.
I was hoping you would bring that
up. Of Gone with the Wind called Went with the Wind. And it is so, first of all, Carol's coming to the Chicago Theater in May of next year. And I believe
she added a show, actually.
And sold them both out.
No, I'm sure. Does that surprise
you? Think about that. I went, you know, and I get to tag along once in a while, but I got to go with Uncle Dean.
Yeah,
the last time she was in town and got to see her backstage and so forth. And man, I gotta tell you, she is the top legend as far as television comedy is concerned. I mean, she is the epitome. But I will tell you, I have a little bit of the audio. I know you can't see it, but if you can imagine Carol coming down the stairs, the famous scene, of course, in Gone with the Wind is when Gret was coming home. She made a new dress because all of her dresses were tattered. She made it out of one of the curtains. Well, Carol Burnett came down with the curtain rod in the curtains. Let's take a listen.
You vixen, you. Scarlett, I love you. That gown is gorgeous.
Thank you. I saw it in the window and I just couldn't resist it.
Which I think they said was one of the longest laughs is when she came down the stairs in television
history.
Well,
they all just ended up breaking up over the, you know, and that's what makes that scene so classic.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Still my favorite, I tell you, still my favorite. 1951, the NBC premiere of Dragnet.
Ladies and gentlemen, the story you are about to see is true. The names have been changed to protect the innocent.
And that was on twice. That was on radio, then it was on television twice. It was on the early 50s, and then it came back in color in the late 60s with Harry Morgan also.
Yeah, I was going to say, Jack Webb was in both of those,
wasn't
he?
Oh, yeah, he's always Dragnet, absolutely.
Yeah, no one else is Joe Friday except for Dan Aykroyd.
That's true. All right, here are some of the holiday things we're going to talk about. You know, in Chicago, we hold a tradition near and dear to our hearts, and especially when many of us grew up watching some of WGN's television staples of children's programming, Garfield Goose, Ray Rayner, and Bozo Circus. In 1953, when Frazier Thomas, his Garfield Goose and Friends, was actually on WBKB, which was WBBM.
Forerunner of WLS Channel 7, ABC 7.
Well, it was a forerunner first of BBM. Then it then it became WLS. I know this is very bizarre the way this kind of went, but it was the longest running puppet show on television. Garfield Goose actually did not start on Channel 9, started on Channel 2.
Didn't know that.
Yeah, yeah. And on his little screen theater, Fraser Thomas would introduce these very crudely produced and most beloved holiday shorts that they still air today.
The Hard Rock Coco and Joe?
Hard Rock Coco and Joe, yeah. Susie Snowflake, and Frosty the Snowman.
The Snowman. I love Frosty the Snowman.
And these are classic. These are absolute classics. And here's the stories behind these three. Hard Rock Coco and Joe actually premiered on December 18th, 1956. It was at 2 feet high. Hard Rock drove Santa's sleigh while Coco navigated and Joe tagged along for fun. And to create these animated shorts, or song cartoonettes they were called at the time, Hill and Range Songs hired a company called Centaur Productions. The company was established in the early 1950s by Waming Chang, who was a sculptor at Walt Disney. And he created Pinocchio. And the shorts were produced in black and white using stop motion animation. So long, Dave, before the Rankin Bass, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeers, and Frosties that we know today.
Mm-hmm.
And they would film this frame by frame, creating this fluid movement on screen. Let's take a little listen to Hard Rock, Coco, and Joe.
Oh, lady, oh, lady, that's Hard Rock and Coco and Joe.
Now listen, my children, and you shall hear a story fantastic, a story so queer. It's all about Santa and his helpers three. There's Hard Rock and Coco and Joe.
Now Hard Rock's the driver up there by his sleigh. Coco reads maps and he shows him the way. Though old Santa really has no need for Joe, but takes him cause he loves him so.
Oh, you lady, oh, lady, I Donner and Blitzen, away, away.
Oh, you lady, oh, lady, I know.
I'm Hard Rock.
I'm Coco.
I'm Joe.
And Santa is busy with his heavy pack. He trusts his drivers and never looks back.
Oh, you lady, oh, lady, I know.
I'm Hard Rock.
I'm Coco.
I'm Joe.
Now go to bed early on this Christmas Eve. I've no way of knowing just what you'll receive.
But you'll hear their laughter, that much I do know. 'Twill be Hard Rock and Coco and Joe.
The three little men only 2 feet high, singing to Santa way up in the sky, laughing and shouting as the sleigh bells ring. It's Hard Rock and Coco and Joe.
Oh, your lady, oh, lady, I hate. Donner and Blitzen, away, away.
Oh, you lady, oh, lady, I know.
He's Hard Rock.
He's Coco.
He's Joe.
And Santa is busy with his heavy pack. He trusts his drivers and never looks back.
Oh, you lady, oh, lady, I know.
He's Hard Rock.
He's Coco.
He's Joe.
Old Santa will come in and set down his pack, and Hard Rock all the reindeer till Santa comes back.
If you hear a giggle as he turns to go, it's Coco and Snowball and Joe.
Oh, little lady, oh, lady, I hate.
Donner and Blitzen, away, away.
Oh, little lady, oh, lady, I know.
I'm Hard Rock.
I'm Coco.
I'm Joe.
And Santa is busy with his heavy pack. He trusts his drivers and never looks back.
Oh, little lady, oh, lady, I know.
I'm Hard Rock.
I'm Coco.
I'm Joe.
Oh, little lady, I
classic.
It's absolute Christmas classic. Now, my friend.
Yes, it is. It absolutely is. And then there was Susie Snowflake. Now, Susie was voiced by Norma Zimmer. Do you remember who Norma Zimmer was?
Not really. I'm sorry. I don't.
Well, this was sung by the Norman Luboff Choir with Norma singing it. She used to sing with and do backup with like Frank Sinatra and Harry Belafonte.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
But she was the champagne lady on the Lawrence Welk show for decades.
Okay.
That's who that is. So there's a little Susie Snowflake. But again, part of that stop motion animation that made that so popular as well. Then there was Frosty the Snowman, which was a whole other one. It was more of an animation on this one. It was produced by United Productions of America. And this was a little bit more of like a limited movement cartoon. It's done in the same way that Mr. Magoo, Gerald McBoing-Boing, if you remember that, the Dick Tracy cartoons. They were a little more limited, but still a lot of fun.
Those Dick Tracy cartoons were on during the weekday afternoon for a long time. Ray Rayner.
With Ray Rayner.
Did a Dick Tracy show, and he had a canine pal that was in a doggy basket on the control panel desk, and he would get calls in from various things, and he'd dispatch Dick Tracy to go solve the crime, to fight Prune Face and other characters like that.
Well, I'll tell you, the Broadcast Museum, and this is all being played courtesy of the Museum of Broadcast Communications, really quick, about 6 years ago, we decided to digitally remastered all the shorts. So I actually sat over one summer. It was only 12 minutes of content, because it also includes Hard Rock, Coco and Joe, Susie Snowflake, Frosty the Snowman, and Peter Cottontail. There's actually an Easter version of this as well. And what we did is we spent all summer, 12 minutes. It took literally 60 hours to digitally remaster them. So I sat with the guy who was doing this, and he started taking out some of the strings that were holding some of the characters together, which I said, we can't do that. That's part of the original.
Yeah.
You know, so we took out all the little bumps and everything, and it is absolutely gorgeous. So what I'm going to do right now before we go to break, Bennett will take the seventh caller, 312-981-7200. We have a DVD digitally remastered of Hard Rock, Coco and Joe, Susie Snowflake, Frosty the Snowman, and Peter Cottontail. It is yours. You can get them, by the way. You can buy them still for Christmas. There are still some left at museum.tv. That's museum.tv. But if you'd like to win a copy right now, seventh caller, 312-981-7200. We'll take a quick break. More This Week in History next, 720 WGN.
You're a mean one, Mr. Grinch. You really are a heel. You're as cuddly as a cactus. You're as charming as an eel.
Dave Player and Dave Schwann back with you this week in history on 720 WGN. That was 1966, Dave.
Are you trying to tell me something here? You come back with "You're a mean one." Thank you.
49 years ago, so next year is going to be the 50th anniversary.
The Grinch.
Yeah, I tell you that I was talking to Lee Mendelson, who's the executive producer of A Charlie Brown Christmas, earlier in the broadcast today, and I will tell you, the Grinch, Charlie Brown, and Rudolph are the three I have to still watch.
Yeah. Oh, sure. Yeah.
They're classics,
and it's great to see. Charlie Brown Peanuts figures in the Macy's windows.
Isn't that
year.
Fun?
Yeah.
Isn't that fun?
Yeah, 50 years since Charlie Brown Christmas.
Crazy. Yeah, we were talking about, and you can listen to the interview, Ben will have it posted at WGNradio.com after 6, but we were talking about the fact that the producer literally grabbed kids in his neighborhood, like he'll talk to their parents and said, I need them to do the voiceovers for a cartoon. And they went in the studio like in one day and recorded everything.
Wow.
And some of the kids couldn't even read. So they would whisper into their ear what the
isn't
the
that
lines
something?
Were.
Yeah. But they wanted the authenticity of children's voices.
They did not want to use,
adult actors.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Pretty cool. Here's a little clip of the Grinch.
Christmas a lot, but the Grinch, who lived just north of Whoville, did not. The Grinch hated Christmas, the whole Christmas season. Now, please don't ask why, no one quite knows the reason. It could be, perhaps, that his shoes were too tight. It could be his head wasn't screwed on just right. But I think that the most likely reason of all may have been that his heart was two sizes too small.
I love that. I just love that. It's a classic. Absolute classic. Absolute classic. By the way, folks, thanks for calling. Julie was the seventh caller, and she won the DVD Hard Rock, Coco, and Joe.
Maybe she can let us borrow. She can let us borrow it for a
maybe,
while.
Maybe. 1975, first time Saturday Night Live used a time delay. And guess who the host would have been? 1975, first season. George Carlin was the first host, but it was Richard Pryor.
Oh, no wonder.
That they were a little concerned about.
Well, they used the time delay on Richard Pryor.
Exactly. Exactly. All right. 1975, the first broadcast of One Day at a Time on CBS TV, which I believe airs on our sister station on Antenna TV. It was a classic show. It was another Norman Lear show.
Who was the darling? Valerie Bertinelli.
Oh, I had such a crush on her. I cannot tell you how much a crush I had on her. Pat Harrington was funny as Schneider on that show as well.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, Valerie Bertinelli, what a doll. What a doll. Big crush.
I think it was Bonnie Franklin who was the mother.
And who just passed away. Mackenzie Phillips. Yep. 1976, Wonder Woman debuts on ABC.
Now, there's someone I had a crush on.
Yeah. I used to have an uncle, my dad's brother, his name was Mel, and I swear when that show came on, he would like tell all the kids, you know, like, all right, everybody get in the other room. I'm watching Wonder Woman. I don't even get out. Like, he wanted the room cleared so he could watch Linda Carter.
One-on-one with Linda Carter.
It was one-on-one with this guy. 1977, let's see here, Saturday Night Fever debuted starring John Travolta. 1984, Scotty Bowman, the great Scotty Bowman, wins his 691st regular season game, the most wins by any coach in NHL history.
Wow.
And now, of course, with the Blackhawks.
Hmm.
Him and his son, but Scotty Bowman, 1984. 1984, one more holiday treat. Do They Know It's Christmas by Band-Aid entered the UK chart at number one. Stayed there for 5 weeks. It became the biggest selling UK and US single of all time with sales over 3.5 million at that time. Band-Aid was masterminded by the Boomtown Rats and Bob Geldof. It had Duran Duran, Paul Young, Culture Club. Let's take a listen. Of course, this was to feed the homeless or the homeless that, you know, the people that were starving in Africa and across the world. It was also George Michael, Sting, Bono, Phil Collins, Bananarama. It was all the big names of the day, but it was a story of famine in Ethiopia.
Yeah. Similar to the situation where they did We Are the World.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
That's exactly right. Dave, have a very Merry Christmas
you
to you.
You too, Dave, and to your family. Thank you so much.
And Merry Christmas to all of you. I will be back in 2 weeks. And this is Chicago's very own 720 WGN Chicago, WGNRadio.com. It is 5:00.